This episode is proudly sponsored by Smith & Burton, creators of professional, natural grooming products from the heart of New Zealand. Inspired by the purity of nature and guided by the principles of science, Smith & Burton carefully craft every formula with your pet's well-being in mind. From nourishing shampoos to gentle conditioners, their products are made with thoughtfully chosen ingredients that not only protect and care for your pet's skin and coat, but also reflect a commitment to quality, sustainability, and love for animals. At Smith & Burton, it's about more than grooming. It's about giving your pets the care they truly deserve. That's why they bring you the natural touch. We invite you to discover the difference today at smithandburton.com. As a special thank you, you'll receive 20% off your first order, no matter the amount. Because caring for your pet should never wait. Choose the natural way with Smith & Burton.
Hey, what's up, guys? LJ here from Groomers Talk. So, I want to get you in with someone special. So, I have been in this field for years. Obviously, many of you have known me. I've been sharpening for years and grew up doing it. And, you know, this just goes back to where you'll learn something every day. So, he was able to, one, teach me about himself, extremely about him. But, two, he was able to tell me about some of the different practices that they do and how they make scissors and what goes into it all that I hadn't even heard of. So it was very interesting. He does explain it through this entire podcast about what they do for scissors, thinners, blenders, and what new things are coming out. So stick with us. This is going to be a great podcast with Sam Kenshi. It might be hard to see him if you're watching on video, just for how we did it. But it was able to be the best as far as for what we could do recording-wise for him. But it still turned out to be an amazing, amazing listen. So don't go away. This is Groomers Talk. Hey, guys. LJ back here with Groomers Talk, here with Sammy from Kenshi. That's obviously, you know, one of the biggest lines of scissors that you've ever seen in your life. You know, when you see them there at the shows, all the lines that they just carry, especially their quality, is unreal. So I appreciate you joining us today, Sammy.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you for the kind introduction.
Yeah. So, obviously, you know, I grew up with you as far as for where you started. Where did Kenshi itself start?
So Kenshi started, you know, long before we even started the business. It goes back to, I guess, my passion for show dogs. So during our teenage years, my dad moved to Japan, so I had a chance to live over there for a few years. And I had an opportunity to work for a professional handler. And that's where I learned how to groom dogs and how to show dogs properly. And then when I moved back to Georgia back in 1994, I started going to school full time. I was doing veterinary medicine. But at the same time, I kind of started showing dogs. And from there, it kind of grew. I started breeding Great Danes and Great Pyrenees. And I have, I guess, shown and finished well over 30 American champions, 8 world champions in those two breeds. And then I remember all the products. You know, I used to go to dog shows and buy all these products. And I thought about, hey, how I can, you know, improve on it and maybe one day create our own brand. And while I was living in Japan, I had an opportunity to meet a couple of very special people. They were my mentors as well. And one of them owned a huge sword making operation. So my first batch of shears were actually made in a sword factory as a private label model for another company. And then so from there, it kind of grew. And in 2004, we started the Kenshi brand, which you see now. So it started with just a few shears, and then we kind of, you know, grew the line into what it is today.
Yeah, because how many lines do you get now?
We have quite a few, believe it or not. Yep. We have a lot of other stuff that, you know, we make for other brands. We also have a lot of sub brands that we sell, you know, in different countries under different names. So there are quite a few within the Kenchi line at the moment. And then, you know, they're all staggered in a way where, you know, you have different levels of steel. So what they do basically, you know, you're starting your level one, even our level one now, made with the molybdenum based Japanese alloy steel, which is considered high end in the industry. So over the years, you know, we have kind of perfected, how our lines are made. Everything is fully forged and it, you know, it's split between those four levels, but that kind of gives opportunity, to give you a lot of different options, convex edge, you know, semi-convex edge, bevel edge, micro serration. So some for everyday use, like your workhorse shears. And then we also have some that are just strictly for finishing, you know, blenders, thinners, chunkers. So there's a quite a few lines. But as you start to study, they will all make sense to you because, you know, in level one, we may have the ones people start out with. So you notice that all of them will have micro serration to help people out. As you go up, you'll see the convex ones offered. Those are more for, you know, professionals that are up there that understand what the convex can do. So it's all staggered in a nice way.
Yeah, and you're always adding to the line, you know, as far as for everything. You know, I remember when you guys first came out, you know, it was Scorpions, and then Five Stars really became one of your top lines just because it was perfect for the everyday groomer. You know, it was a decent price. You know, you had a nice variety of scissors, and then the line just kept growing and growing, you know, such as your Shinobis, your Bumblebees, your Pink Poodles. You know, now you've got so many to where it's different handle styles, different metal quality, what it's going to do. You have different shanks and everything, you know, so you've done an amazing job doing all that, you know, to be able, yeah, at least in my opinion, to now be, you know, battling for like number one and number two in the world, in my opinion, it has been amazing because there's not a grooming shop I go into that at least doesn't have at least one Kenchi scissor on its table.
Well, thank you. That's an honor because, you know, we work very hard at it. We want to make sure, you know, everything we put out, people are proud to own, they get the value from it. So that's always our goal. And if you notice, you know, when we started, we looked at like grooming scissors, they were kind of boring. So we started making these, you know, some really cool designs. We developed the hardware to kind of match the theme of the shears. So those were, you know, first we started making like custom hardwares, and we still do to this day. And we're constantly improving. So you'll see the 2026 lineup that we have coming up. So it's going to totally, again, change the game. There's a lot of new cool stuff that you'll get to see next year.
Ooh, I'm excited for that. You know, I remember years ago, you know, obviously you went from thinners and then you revolutionized, you know, with the step tooth blenders, and that had never been done before. And now that has really been your premier line. What led you into doing the step tooth on the blenders?
Well, you know, we constantly test and see, hey, what can we do to improve, like, the, you know, the not only the quality, but what it does for the groomers. So, you know, and same for the stylist. What can we do to, you know, improve the timing and how long it takes to do a certain job? So that kind of led us into, you know, making a lot of different thinners, meaning you can do, you know, a 20% removal. You can go to 40% and then 60%. So it's like all varies, depends on the type of dog you're grooming. If you want to remove bulk quickly, do you want to, you know, remove less hair, more hair? Do you want to see the line? You don't want to see the line. So that kind of led us into, you know, exploring and creating a lot of different thinners over the years. And we're continuing to improve on it. Again, like I said, in 26, you're going to see some new stuff. And it's totally out of the box, something completely new.
Okay. So, you know, I've done a class up at the school here, and I've done a podcast, actually, that was the entire class versus explaining the differences and so forth that go into them. But I think some people would be very interested to know kind of what is the process that you guys take there to make a scissor? How do you guys test the scissors? You know, how do you make sure they're going to be good for the market, so on and so forth?
Sure. So we have a pretty stringent policy when it comes to metal processing. And first of all, just to clarify, you know, we deal with Takefu Metals and Hitachi company directly. So they do have, they sell the metals through distributors. So a lot of the companies, you know, they don't have direct access to the manufacturer. They kind of, you know, either you're buying from like sub-distributors, or it may not even be the actual steel in most cases. So by establishing that relationship over the years, it gives us edge over, you know, how we're going to process the metal. We get like full data, first of all, from the company. So when you mix different alloys, each steel batch will come with its own report, and it varies. Sometimes, you know, the percentage of molybdenum or cobalt or vanadium may be off a little bit. But we start with the pre-processed bar of steel now. So with the new process, then it's laser cut into the shape of the shear. Then, you know, comes the very crucial part of hollow grinding, heat treatment. So you can take the best metal and completely ruin it if it's not heat treated or gone through the cooling process properly. So that's where, you know, the key is to understand what metal you're starting with and what hardness you're trying to achieve. You can take a really cheap steel and make it really hard. It's going to give you a brittle cut. It's not going to give you that nice soft cut. Or you can take a really high-end steel and make it really soft, or over-process it and, again, run into that brittleness. So you got to know where the happy medium is for each level of steel and, you know, what's mixed with the steel. And then you kind of tweak the hardness accordingly. So sometime when we do the heat treatment and then you go through the cooling process, it can get a little bit too hard. And then we have to go back and kind of retreat it sometime to, in fact, take the hardness out. And at the same time, you're expanding the molecules within the steel. So you're expanding and contracting to make sure you have a very nice, smooth steel grain structure, you know, within that metal. So once that's processed, then the next step comes where we weld the handles with the blades, and we keep the handle soft intentionally. And as you notice, you can probably bend the handles easier. They're not going to snap on you like the cast shears. And, you know, we guarantee that against manufacturer's defect for lifetime for all our shears. So if that ever happens, we replace them for our customers. But usually, you know, that never really happens. It's a very one-off case. And then we have a factory level QC process where two different people have to sign off on every shear that gets packaged. And then we have another second QC is right here in Kennesaw, where we, before it goes out to the customer, if you notice on the back of our shears, there's a little QC sticker. That's the final sticker that's done here in Kennesaw, where our QC professional, they're very, very detail oriented. They do not pass anything, even if it thinner last tooth is catching, they're going to fail that. So they will go through final, you know, tension adjustment, checking to make sure it's cutting properly, and then oiling the shears and making it ready for the final shipment. So all our shears go through this entire process.
Okay, now just for my curiosity here, when you're doing the laser cutting, and now is that forming the shear? So let's say you got you know, a straight shear versus a curved shear. Does it cut out the whole curved shear with the curve already in it?
No, the curve is achieved by a machine that, you know, puts the curve into it. So that has to be done during the manufacturing process. Once they're hardened properly, then you can't really bend them as much. So all you're doing is you're just cutting out the blade shape and the design that you want to achieve.
Okay, and then for, let's say, a convex or semi-convex scissor, Are you get, you know, do you have it go through like a CNC machine, or is that something that's hand done, or?
Yep. So a lot of the convexing, the final, you know, after the final polishing and stuff, that's, yeah, that's done all. We're still, you know, using, we use the CNC machine, but at the same time, the final edge process is all done by hand.
Okay. Well, that's very cool. I know there's so many new things with technology now. I know some people take part in them, some people don't. And I know you've been always one that's been usually on that cutting edge line of what's coming up, what's the new thing, what's, you know, going to make the scissors better and faster for you guys. So, the, you know, you just taught me something I didn't even know about.
So a lot of still hand done. Go ahead.
Okay. So as far as for, let's say you're coming out with a new line. So like when Lisa Leedy came up to you and was wanting to make a line, did you hand it to Lisa Leedy and have her test it? Or did you guys have like other groomers in your area test them? Or do you guys have a testing program for that for new scissors?
Yes. So as we create a new model, for example, you know, you mentioned Lisa's line. So when we were developing that line, we basically sit down with Lisa and say, hey, what would you like in a shear? So she said, you know, I just want it lightweight, simple offset, no camel hump. And then we asked what she likes in terms of assembly. Or she mentioned that she loved hummingbirds. So that's how that assembly, you know, that's how we came up with that. So we said, okay, let's create a hummingbird assembly for Lisa because she, you know, she loves that. And that kind of incorporates her design with our technology. So that's how we came up with that line.
Okay. And then you just kind of went from there as far as she got to hold it, test it, and, you know, told you if it was good or not, huh?
Yep. So we create a prototype. We get it tested. You know, a few different people sign off on it, and everything looks good. Well, before we even get to that, we will create a 3D print. So that kind of gives you an option before we go to full mold making and creating the actual mold. We will create a 3D print because what it does is kind of gives you an idea of the blade width, how it feels in your hand, even though it's going to be very light because it's a 3D print. But it shows you the finger hole, the thumb hole, everything is in the right place. And once we feel comfortable, then we move into the molding. Once the molds are developed and we produce the final product, then again, like, you know, we've been very fortunate. We have several great people on our team. You've seen, you know, Jay, Sue Zecco, Sue Watson, Jess Adorno, Jonathan, David. I mean, we have quite a few really great people on the team that really help us with all their feedback in order to, you know, kind of change direction or make improvements.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, that's very, very cool to know. Now, to kind of get into what you're now doing more broadly is you guys have now started like your own blade line. You guys have got your own clippers and so forth. Tell me how that kind of came about.
So I guess that was natural progression. You know, we pretty much, achieved everything, I guess, on the shear side. We have great distributors like yourself, and, you know, we're exporting from Kennesaw to over, I would say, 24 countries. So, you know, pretty much all the major distributors across the globe, they're already carrying Kinchi products. So the next segment obviously was, you know, to go to clippers. Like if you look in the professional grooming side, you have the shampoos, the number one segment, then you have the clippers, and then comes the shears and the rest of the tools. So we were kind of like in the third category, and we needed to figure out how to move up and, you know, add clippers. We had a great request from a lot of people. Hey, when are you guys going to release clippers? So we kind of dipped our feet in it. We just came up with the original Flash one a few years ago. And then we added the Flash 5, and then from there, idea came where, hey, let's make an entire brand around clippers. And that's how we came to work on the Joyzy line.
and the Joy Z line, you know, I have a lot of people that look at different blades and what they do or tell me that they work or they don't work. And, you know, with that, I think it's a very interesting line that one, you've made it very economical, one, as far as for a blade to have, as well as it's something that is still functional. You know, it's not one of the blades that you buy off of Amazon that, you know, still went through most of the processes, but maybe their heat treatment wasn't very good. Just out of curiosity, how many times do you end up having to experiment with different Rockwells and stuff going into the blades to make sure you had the right, you know, what's the word I'm looking for here? Just to make sure you had the right blade, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, blades also, it looks simple, but it's a tough product. And we have a whole graveyard of blades that we destroyed, you know, in testing and just going through different procedures, applying different coatings, trying to make sure they run smooth, they run cooler. So if you ever test the resistance between our cutter and the blades, they're the lowest in the industry. So they create the least amount of friction. And original blades that we started with basically was a ceramic cutter, and we coat it with this special carbide coating that gives it more strength, as well as, you know, it generates a lot less heat. So that's how we were able to make them run cooler. But to answer your question, yeah, we went through a lot of different testing, and we continue to do so. We're about to release stainless steel blades. Like I said, everything was fully ceramic before. The base is 440C Hitachi steel, and then the cutters are all ceramic with the carbide coating. So we do the same thing for 5-in-1 blades. And then as we move forward, you know, a lot of people and a lot of people that in the sharpening business, they said, hey, we need a blade that we can resharpen easily. So release the stainless steel version. So now that will come out next year.
Oh, super cool. Super cool. And you guys do different sizes that most people don't, if I remember correctly. Like, you guys go that next step from 3 to like a 2F. Am I correct?
Yeah, we got quite a few different options. Yeah, different sizes. We got the, you know, the A-series blade, which is the A5 blade. We have the D-series blade that is not very popular in the U.S., but it's very popular in the, you know, Asian countries. And they have smaller dogs, so they don't want bigger, more powerful, heavier clippers. So they are good with the D series. Basically, it's like a hybrid clipper where you take the body and the weight of the 5-in-1 and you incorporate like a, almost like an A5 style blade. And it's a very lightweight clipper. It doesn't have quite the power of A5, but it does the job well. So yeah, so we have a wide range of blades. We have the mini blades for mini trimmers, 5-in-1, D series, A series, wide blades. We got a whole line of them.
Okay. Now, I'll just say this here, because we are obviously training people through the podcast as well. So if any of you guys don't know what he's meaning by A5 is, there used to be Oster A5. They were the standard back in the day, all the way from basically the 40s on up, and then it turned into Andis. Okay, so your Andis and A5 style, it's all the same blades, as long as they're snap on, snap off. So that's what he's kind of referring to. So as long as your blade still slides onto a hinge and pops right off that hinge and so forth, it'll take the same blade. So that's an A5 style blade. Now, when we're looking at, you know, like his catchy flashes, as well as, you know, with different wall products or tarot products, like 4-in-1s, those are more replaceable blades. Some you can sharpen. Some come with ceramic cutters, such as what Sam's got here. But that basically is going to be more of a replacement to where it just pops on, pops off. And a lot of them are more specific towards the clipper that you buy. So you're not going to go out and get an Artero and throw it on a Kenchi flash blade. So that's why it is very specific about what you want to groom with. That's why going to shows to see such people as Kenchi here and talking to Sammy and the crew is very informative. That way, so you can understand what the clipper is going to do for you, what your blades are going to cost you, how long they're going to last for you, if it feels good in your hand. Because I see so many Facebook groups that will get out there and they tell you, you know, hey, this is the best clipper known, that you'll be so happy you have it. And then the people get it and they're just like, you know, it doesn't fit my hands. So that's why going to a lot of these shows and getting the experience to actually meet some of these people to get your knowledge behind you is always great for a start. And then even taking the classes on top of it. So now along with that, you've got the scissors, the clipper blades, clippers. Now us, you know, I've worked as a sharpener for years. Now, do you guys recommend going to certain people for sharpening, or do you guys like to do it more in-house with you guys?
So we have in-house sharpening. Obviously, you know, we service everything that we make. But then again, you know, we have distributors like yourself. So, you know, you guys have been sharpening for a long time. So if we're at a show, we don't do any sharpening at the show, just to let the customers know. The reason being, because we're not set up for that. So we need basically more space and more time if we do any sharpening at the show. So, you know, most of the people that come into the show, we're usually just referring them to you guys, because, you know, you guys do a great job. But then again, yeah, we have in-house sharpening, but we do not void the warranty if reputable people like yourself are, you know, sharpening your stuff.
Now, I guess I'll expound on that here real quick. When you say reputable people, I know so many people that say, well, they've sharpened my scissors before, they're fine. When you describe, you know, that you'll make sure warranty's covered and stuff, what do you describe as reputable people? Do you give them a certificate, or is it just, you know, kind of word of mouth? What kind of describes that?
Basically, we don't have any kind of training program or certificates that we give. The reason being because we cannot obviously stand behind someone else's work because we don't know, you know, what they're capable of. But in your case, since we have, you know, worked with you guys for so long and we have seen the kind of work you guys can produce, so it's basically a word of mouth. If we haven't seen your work, obviously we can't recommend you.
Okay. So now to kind of go back a little bit further here, you've got warranty. What is the warranty that you guys give on your shears? Is it a lifetime, and what does it kind of cover?
So we have unconditional, you know, the first to start with the 30 days. That's for customers to, you know, when they purchase, make sure they're happy with it. It fits their hand. They're totally comfortable. They can return it for any reason for a full refund within that 30 days. After that, we have a lifetime manufacturer's defect warranty, so it's going to basically cover if you ever have any finishing issues, hardware issues, like we talked about, you know, the welding part of the handle. If you drop the shears, something happens, they snap in half. We do cover that under warranty. Now, let's say if someone takes it to a sharpener that completely ruins that shear, people can still send it to us, and I'm sure you see a lot of them where you guys fix them. So we don't void necessarily the manufacturer's defect side of the warranty, but obviously, you know, if they've, for example, if they do teeth on the thinners and they took them off, we can't put them back. So at that time, we can't really help the customer, but if they have taken too much metal off, we can still convex or semi-convex the blade. And most of the time we can fix the shears. But then again, go ahead,
Sam.
Yeah, again, we can't put the metal back on, and we can't, you know, fix certain shears that are completely ruined.
So now going, expounding on that to blades and clippers and so forth, is there a warranty on any of those products?
So same thing with the blades. Obviously, we have that 30-day on the blades, and blades, you know, are pretty solid. We never really had any returns on that. But our 30-day unconditional warranty pretty much applies to all the product. Now, most of the clippers are one-year warranty. And, you know, with the blades, it's kind of tricky because once you take it out, you could be using it on dirty dogs and mats. So I think initially for those, we just offer 30-day. But then again, if there is a forging issue and, you know, something happens where they just got it and the teeth break off or something, obviously we'll replace it under warranty.
Well, you know, and it's great to find at least a company that stands by their product. You know, I've seen, just let everyone else know when you guys do receive a product from Kenchi, especially in their scissors, at least, they actually give you a little card that explains the warranty a little bit about how it's lifetime for defects and stuff like that. Now, me as a sharpener that I've ran into for years, I think I've only had two in my experience, and I've been doing this for 27 years. So with that, it's a very not common thing to happen, but when they have, Kenchi has stand by their products 100%. They've made sure the customer's happy, and you know, they're a great company to at least work with for the products. You know, the sharpenability is usually 99% of the time it's right on where it needs to be. You're almost guaranteed every time for that to cut as smooth as what you need it to be. Sammy's done a great job, so I commend you very much for having all the products that you're making, especially now with the Joyzy line, the clippers you're coming out with. I know you got rakes, you got different slicker brushes, you've got different bore type brushes with some pins in them. I mean, so you got a lot of different things going on there. And then, finger inserts. If any of you listened to some of my past podcasts, obviously you need scissor inserts for some of your people with smaller fingers. It's very common. Kenchi does also have their sets that you can purchase as well that have three different sizes in there for you and different thicknesses that way, so you can have the options to make sure it's going to fit your fingers appropriately. And you can do that obviously through any of their distributors as well as through them direct. But speaking of distributors real quick before we kind of run out of time here, what are some of the main distributors that people can kind of look for either at the shows or online?
So we're pretty much available, you know, Kenchi products are available through all major distributors. Like you see Pet Edge, you know, you see Ryan's Pet Store Direct, Groomer's Choice, you know, Whitman's. So a lot of major distributors that you see around the country that pretty much you're able to get. Now, they don't carry everything, but you're able to get a lot of the best-selling items.
I know with at least Whitman's, as far as for them, even if they don't got it in stock, Kenchi does drop ship, so don't be afraid to go on some of these, because Kenchi makes sure that they take care of you guys directly, so forth. So now I guess we'll end the podcast here with just, if they happen to have any questions, want to talk to you guys there, Kenchi, is there a number they call, email, or a website that they would go to?
Sure, you can just visit us at kenchi.com. Our toll-free number is listed there. It's 888-453-6244. They can also email us at info@kenchi.com. And we do have a contact form on our website as well. Or you can reach us through our Instagram or Facebook. Anyone on the Kenchi team will be very happy to assist, you know, any customer that has any inquiry. So our social media team, our customer service team, our account managers, they're always available. We're open 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. We are closed on weekends, but there's always someone to, you know, address the issue. If you have any issue, even on the weekend, if you contact our social media, you will get a reply back.
All righty. And I know I said we're going to end with that. I got one more question for you. If someone was looking to buy scissors, obviously they could buy them online. And I know that you guys do the discount for the sets, but is there ever a better time to possibly get a better deal for your scissors?
So I think that will be just once a year. We do the Thanksgiving sale, which is coming up. So that is the only time where we have like an annual sale that everyone is aware of. And a lot of people actually wait for that sale, because we only do it once a year. And other than that, you know, it's just what you see online is what you get.
All righty. Well, hey guys, I appreciate you hanging out with us here at Groomers Talk. It was obviously a pleasure having you guys here, but a great pleasure and honor to get to talk here to Sammy. If you guys have never met him, please go to the shows. There's a lot of them that he does go to. He's also got his crew with all the knowledge in the world that you can go to at several different shows, as well as talking to him over the phone, or go to Kenshi.com to find out any of the particulars about scissors or find a distributor such as Whitman's. So, but again, Sammy, we appreciate you coming on, sharing a lot of your knowledge that you even taught me some things on today. And we hope to have you on in the future to even possibly even just dive into more products.
Sure. Sounds good. I appreciate you giving us the opportunity for this podcast, and I wish you all the best. And thank you to all our customers, all our distributors for supporting us over the years. We are honored and we're always here to serve you. Appreciate it.
Well, all righty, guys, that's the end of this podcast. We'll see you next time on Groomers Talk.
Take care.
Hey there. Have you checked out Naturally Inspirational yet? They offer some amazing products for both you and your pets. Their Dandelion Salve is a total game changer. It's perfect for easing aches, pains, bumps, and bruises. Plus, it's a natural healer for your dog's cuts, a moisturizer for their pads and nose, and can speed up wound healing by 50%. I use it for myself, my family, and all the animals in our care, and it's truly worked wonders. Don't miss out. Head to their website to grab your bottle today. And when you use the code GROOMERSTALK25, you'll get 20% off your first bottle. Get yours now and experience the difference at naturallyinspirational.biz.
Hey, what's up, guys? LJ here from Groomers Talk. So I really hope that you got a lot out of this just like I did. It was very interesting, very informative of what someone can do in our world. Not alone just in our grooming side, but in the AKC side as well, where he started and what he did. You know, Sammy and his company has now went so much further than I'm sure than what he ever expected it to be and even where it's going. So, that's one of the reasons why I'm here, you know, is hopefully to inform you guys, but obviously grow, you know, to make this the podcast and make this the world that still connects with people, still connects with groomers, still connects with pet owners, still connects with dog show people. That's why I'm here. And obviously you'll see me at different booths all over the place. You'll see me, well, with repping Whitman. You'll see me repping Naturally Inspirational. You'll see me repping Smith & Burton products. You know, I try to get on some of this leading edge stuff, especially with some of the natural products. But with all that, and this, that's why I'm here. That was so we can grow this world for you guys. So I really am glad that you guys stuck it all out. If you guys loved this podcast video on YouTube or on Apple or Spotify, please like, subscribe, share it with anybody that you know, because the more that you share this and the more listeners we get, means the more that I can actually continue this for you guys, because, you know, we need listeners. You know, I love everyone who's stuck out, everyone who's come on since we've started this project, but we can always use more. That way, so it's a never-ending podcast. That way, so we keep it growing and we keep getting you guys informed of what you guys want to know in this world. So I appreciate you guys coming on here today. I will let you go and we will see you on Wednesday for our show update. And this Wednesday is going to be a little bit different. There's actually a sneak peek from some of the vendors at the Columbus, Ohio show here a couple weeks ago. So you'll actually get, and if you're on YouTube, you'll get to see some of the videos of the people on there as well. And then Friday, please join us for our prayer and meditation. We are very much a Christian family here, as far as for my family and several people that I work with. And we do try to make sure we keep that basis with you guys. But I just want to take Fridays and just calm down. It's just an easy 3 to 5 minute little short podcast that I just try to help you guys wind down just as much as it helps me wind down, because it's always been that way. So love you guys. Thank you guys for listening again. Like, share, follow, find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and then we'll see you next time on Groomers Talk.